لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك.
That's the sound of the call to prayer and tens of thousands of Muslims praying together in Saudi Arabia on Thursday. Nearly 2 million people traveled to the holy city of Mecca this week for the annual Hajj pilgrimage. It's a rite required of every Muslim, at least once in their lives. The event, of course, is sacred, but that hasn't stopped politics from getting in the way. Saudi Arabia is in an ongoing diplomatic dispute with neighboring Qatar, and according to the Qatari government, the Saudis have been blocking its citizens from making the pilgrimage this year. Dilshad Ali is managing editor of the Muslim channel at Pathios.com, and she joins me now to talk about how the Saudi Arabian government is handling this year's Hajj. Dilshad, welcome.
Oh, thank you for having me.
How are these diplomatic confrontations now between Saudi Arabia and Qatar affecting how many Qataris are able to visit Saudi Arabia?
Well, from what I've read up about is that they haven't allowed any of the Qatari residents to come for Hajj this year. And that was after some diplomatic discussions that had happened about a month ago where, you know, Saudi Arabia had said they would personally invite them over and they'd even send a plane to bring some Qatari nationals over to do the Hajj. But after that, the Saudis stopped responding to Qatari regarding travel logistics or security guarantees. And from what I've read up till now, there hasn't been anybody from Qatar who's been able to go for Hajj this year.
I mean, there have been some conflicting reports, the Qataris saying, you know, only a couple of dozen of their citizens, the Saudis saying, no, it's 1,500, and you're hearing maybe none at all.
Exactly. So it's really hard to know what's accurate. And, you know, until the Hajj is done and they release numbers as to how many pilgrims were coming from whichever country they were coming from, and then obviously you have to trust their numbers. I mean, that's when we'll know for sure. But I've heard all manners of reports, yes.
So how do the Saudis balance their role here? I mean, they have this critical role as the guardians of the sacred sites of Islam. Also this responsibility to host a requirement of the faith. Yet here they are in a diplomatic dispute and denying visas in a world of geopolitics. How do they balance these two things?
It is a huge responsibility because, like you said, the Hajj is a requirement of all financially and physically abled Muslims. And so, you know, we are bound to go if we're able to go. And, you know, we are kind of relying on Saudi government to make it happen for us. And they, you know, have some sort of a system in place where they have to dictate how many people are coming from which country. And you have to have a system like that if you think about it, because it's a small geographic area in which the pilgrims are coming. And everyone who wants to go every year just simply cannot do it. They just physically cannot accommodate that many people. So they have to have rules in place. But the problem comes when, you know, you look at what their diplomatic dealings are with different countries and, you know, how are they dealing with Qatar? How are they dealing with Iran? How are they dealing with Syria? How are they dealing with other countries? And then how does that factor into what kind of visas they issue to that country or how difficult they make the visa process to that country? I mean, there's been extra regulations placed on Syria for a couple of years now, and it's a natural question how much of that has to do with politics and how much of that is just them, you know, having the regulations in place. So it's controversial.
Now, you mentioned Syrians because there are also reports that many Syrians are having difficulty visiting Saudi Arabia this year as the civil war in their country rages on.
Absolutely. You know, the Syrian government has had some restrictions placed upon them for a couple of years now. And I know that Saudi Arabia doesn't have any diplomatic ties with President Assad's government. But for, I don't know, how many years, maybe 5 years, I think, it's been requiring Syrians to make their Hajj and to get their visas in third countries through the Syrian High Hajj Committee, which is controlled by the Syrian National Coalition, and that's an opposition political group. So it's like another hoop you have to jump through to get your visa to go there. You know, anecdotally, there are so many stories of you're planning to go for Hajj, you apply for your visa through whichever group you're going through, and you really don't know until the last minute are you going to get it or not. And that's after you're coming from a war-torn country where it's already difficult to begin with.
The sacred meets the geopolitical in Saudi Arabia as millions of Muslims head to Mecca for the Hajj, and some Muslims from some countries have difficulty making the trip. Dilshad Ali, managing editor of the Muslim channel at Pathios.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.